Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I am very pleased that our final guest of the afternoon joins us. He is Barney Breen Portnoy. He's editor-in-chief of the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. Barney, good afternoon to you. It's great to have you with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be on here.
Let's start by talking about your organization, which unfortunately is becoming more and more important. Who would have thought in 2021 you would be as important as you are? But just give us a bit of background as to who you are, who do you represent, and what do you do?
Yeah, we're a relatively new organization. We're 2 years old. We're a global interfaith nonpartisan coalition. With, you know, about 350,000 people who've signed our pledge, and we work with about 330 partner organizations, and we're involved in all sorts of activities to fight anti-Semitism and, you know, religious bigotry of all forms,
Barney, I believe there are some heavy hitting names who are aligned with the organization. I see Senator Joe Lieberman, one of them.
We have a very distinguished advisory board, Natan Sharansky, former special U.S. anti-Semitism, Ilan Carr, among others,
Okay, that's important because given the challenges that we face, it is important that there's that sort of stature when you address issues. One of the issues that was addressed, had quite a bit of press recently, was a Catalonian sports announcer who managed to bring their bias into a swimming event.
Yeah, so there's lots of examples of anti-Semitism recently in the media, but this is a particularly egregious example that we just couldn't let pass in silence. There was an Olympic qualifying event last month in Barcelona with these two Israeli artistic duet swimmers performed. And as they were waiting the results, during the live broadcast, this TV broadcaster at a sporting event, she basically launched into a anti-Israel diatribe, you know, accusing Israel of genocide, using sports to cover up for its alleged violation of human rights, you know, et cetera, things like that. And this is just really, really, you know, first of all, just out of place. It's not an appropriate time for political commentary at all. It's a sports event. And second of all, the content, obviously, of the comments was also problematic in terms of its false, you know, the false information about Israel. So we organized a petition to TV3, which is the Catalan TV channel, public broadcasting channel, that broadcast this, basically, you know, demanding disciplinary action against the commentator, she's a former Olympic swimmer named Clara Baziana. Disciplinary action and, you know, take some sort of steps to make sure it doesn't happen again in the future.
It's hard not to be disillusioned right now because every time one picks up any publication, there's just more and more articles of anti-Semitism. And it's what, 70 odd years after the Holocaust? Not in my lifetime did I believe that diners in a restaurant in Los Angeles would be targeted eating sushi just because they are Jewish. How do you not lose hope and become despondent?
We're the Jewish people. What can I say? We gotta keep fighting, even if it looks hopeless. It's, if we give up, then what are we doing here?
What I like about what you're doing, Barney, is you're bringing the fight to the offenders. You are not sitting back and taking it, on the cheek and turning the other cheek. You're taking it to the source of the problem. But it does seem to me that we as a Jewish people need to really come up with a better strategy because doing more of the same clearly hasn't paid off.
Yeah, well, part of our strategy is we try to work where, you know, we don't just work with Jewish partners. We try to build bridges with Christian and Muslim allies, too, to take part in our activities. And we hope that, you know, these kind of positive interactions kind of help change the paradigm a little bit.
You know, you spoke about the fact that we, the Jewish people, and we stand up for ourselves and all that. There was a rally in Washington, which was well publicized last week, attended by, I think, 3,000 Jews. I mean, my goodness me, you're sitting in the biggest concentration of Jews in the world, bar Israel, and the best we can do is get 3,000 people out to protest.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, we were one of the organizing organizations with that. And to be fair, look, it was organized in a very quick, within a couple of weeks. And it was also, it's the middle of summer in Washington, D.C., so it's very hot. So maybe there's a few other reasons for the low crowd. But yes, you know, look, we need to get more people involved in the fight, obviously. And, that's what we're trying to do every day at the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement through kind of new initiatives and new ways of thinking about things. But, there's a long way to go, and hopefully in the future there won't be need for such rallies, but as long as there's need for such rallies, I hope we can, you know, keep building them and make them larger and get more people involved. both Jews and non-Jewish allies to, you know, kind of fight anti-Semitism.
So, Bonnie, if you're listening to Chai FM this afternoon and you are feeling like you actually want to do something, it's enough of the outrage, you need to do something concrete, is there any way one can align with and assist with your organization and its goals? And if so, how?
Well, on this specific issue of the Catalan TV broadcaster, we have a petition at our website, combatantisemitism.com, get involved tab in the participate section. You can find a petition to TV3. It's been signed by, I think, around, several thousand people so far. And we have another initiative too involved with this too, where, you can submit to TV3 how they should cover sports. You know, what commentators should have said about the Israeli performance instead of what, Ms. Bazian did. So that's another initiative we have, which we'll submit to TV3 once we compile all the responses. And obviously, and you can also keep checking our website and social media channels, Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, where we have new initiatives and activities on a, weekly basis.
Bonnie Breen Portnoy, thank you for speaking to us this afternoon. It's great that you're offering us concrete ways to actually do something, allowing us to feel empowered rather than disempowered.
Yes, well, that's what we try to do. Thank you very much for having me.